A profile of magician Al Cohen brought back childhood memories to Gary Freiberger of Tucson. When he was 12, his father took him to see Cohen perform, and he writes, "I was hooked and began to take the bus from suburban Virginia into Washington to spend my allowance on magic tricks. Soon I was earning money doing magic shows at birthday parties for 5- and 6-year-olds. I still have a steamer trunk full of aging Chinese boxes, linking rings, and magic decks of cards." Animal rights advocates didn't like John Ridley's story about the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. Frank Ludwig of Suffolk County, New York, writes, "Ridley tells of the obvious pain one of the riders was experiencing. What of the pain and torment the poor animals must endure?" John Bender of Colorado Springs writes, "I salute Ridley for an entertaining and hearty treatment of a piece of Americana that continues healthy, strong, and vibrant." Author Harold Bloom's opinion that the Harry Potter novels are badly written irritated Harry Calkins of Champaign, Illinois. He writes, "Treasure Island, A Tale of Two Cities, or Hamlet are not likely to be found in the backpacks of the normal middle school or high school student today. If they can find a book that transports them to a different world and learn the joys of reading, they might move on to fine literature." And though many of you liked Alex Chadwick's interview with James Taylor about his new recording of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Steve Brooks of Philadelphia pointed out an omission.
"Much as I enjoyed Alex Chadwick's piece on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, he left out two important items, the composer's names, Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine."
Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how you pronounce your name.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of